So to love Krishna, you don't require anything. Ahituki apratihata. It is open for everyone. But we should love to sacrifice for Krishna. That is the sign of love. Jat karosi, jat asmasi, jat juhusi. If you are eating, if you simply decide that I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, then Krishna will understand, oh, here is a devotee. I shall not see anything except Krishna's beauty. Krishna can understand. I shall not hear anything except Hare Krishna and topics on Krishna. These things are there. It does not require that you become very wealthy, very beautiful, or very learned. You have to decide that I shall not do this without Krishna. I shall not do this without Krishna. I shall not mix with any man who is not Krishna. I shall not talk anything which does not speak about Krishna. So, I shall not go anywhere except Krishna's temple. I shall not engage my hand in anything except Krishna's business. In this way, if you train your activities, then you love Krishna and Krishna is purchased. Simply by your determination. Krishna does not require anything from you. Simply he wants to know whether you have decided to love Krishna. That's all. Ahituki apratihata. Ahituki apratyahata means it is not dependent on anything. You can yourself automatically, by whatever asset you have got, thinking, feeling, walking, eating, sleeping, whatever you have got, by such things, by using those things in Krishna consciousness, you can purchase. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. You haven't got to acquire something extra for loving Krishna or purchasing Krishna. Krishna becomes purchased. Therefore, Krishna cannot be purchased. His name is Ajita. He cannot be conquered. But his devotee can purchase him. Can conquer. Just like you have seen the picture in our Back to God head about Bhishma, that it was just joking that he knew that Arjun cannot be killed because he is very dear friend of Krishna. So these people are requesting me to kill Arjuna. So I shall show my, capacity of fighting. And actually, Arjuna becomes perplexed. And Bhishma wanted to see that Krishna shall have to break his promise for his devotee. I know I shall not be able to kill Arjuna, but at least I shall see that Krishna has broken his promise. So, Krishna actually did not break his promise, he did not accept any weapon, but he simply showed Bhishma that I have come to kill you with this wheel of the chariot. His Sudarshan Chakra is different. So these are the reciprocation. Krishna can do anything for his devotee. personally, he may be very serious, but for devotee, he can do anything. That means devotee can practice by his devotion. Krishna is so...